This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. There's a donor conference going on right now in Copenhagen, Denmark. It's geared towards securing more long-term support for Ukraine in the fight against Russia. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Ukraine's defense minister said Thursday his country's priority was getting fighter planes as he sought greater military supplies from Western nations.
I hope we will have new results to support Ukraine in our resistance, because we will fight in the air, in the land, in the sea, and we will win.
The Danish defense minister said the conference hopes for a lot stronger support for Ukraine against Russian invaders.
We are pretty optimistic that this conference here in Copenhagen will set the next step towards donations when it comes to weapons donations, training activities, and also demining activities.
Before the day-long event opened, Denmark announced it would send 130 Danish soldiers to the UK to help train Ukrainian soldiers. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
As Russia struggles to boost its troop numbers in Ukraine, the military is engaged in a covert recruitment effort. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that report.
The prisoners at a penal colony in St. Petersburg were expecting a visit by officials. Instead, men in uniform arrived and offered them an amnesty if they agreed to fight alongside the Russian army in Ukraine. As Russia continues to suffer losses in its invasion, now nearing its sixth month, the Kremlin has refused to announce a full-blown mobilization, a move that could be very unpopular for President Vladimir Putin. Instead, there's been a covert recruitment effort that includes using prisoners to make up the manpower shortage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to travel across the country to tout a series of recent legislative victories on climate change, gun control, and drug pricing as a win for Americans and a defeat for special interests. This, according to White House officials on Thursday. Mr. Biden's public approval rating rose this week to its highest since early June. He plans to use those victories to rally support for Democrats ahead of the November 8th midterm elections. Entrepreneur Elon Musk is selling $7 billion worth of Tesla shares ahead of his fight with Twitter. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Elon Musk has readied for his court battle with Twitter by selling nearly $7 billion worth of shares in Tesla. In a series of regulatory filings, Musk disclosed he sold about 8 million shares of Tesla Incorporated in recent days. Musk offered to buy Twitter earlier this year for $44 billion and then tried to back out of the deal. He claimed Twitter was infested with more spam bots and fake accounts than the social platform had disclosed. Twitter sued to force the deal to conclusion, and last week, Musk countersued. Musk is by far the largest individual shareholder in both Tesla and Twitter. I'm Mike Gracia.
Sweden's government has decided to extradite a man to Turkey who's wanted for fraud. It said this on Thursday. It's the first case since Turkey demanded a number of people extradited in return for allowing Stockholm to formally apply for NATO membership. NATO ally Turkey lifted its veto over Finland and Sweden's bid to join the Western Alliance in June after weeks of tense negotiations where Ankara accused the two Nordic countries of harboring what Turkey says are militants of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party. As part of the deal, Turkey submitted a list of people it wanted Sweden to extradite, but it has since expressed frustration over the lack of progress. Firefighters are combating a major wildfire, while in many other areas, severe drought haunts the land. This is in southwestern France. More than 1,000 firefighters are struggling to contain a major wildfire. The region was already ravaged by flames last month. Temperatures are expected to reach 104 degrees Fahrenheit on Thursday there. France, like many other European countries, is going through an unprecedented drought, affecting key economic sectors, especially the farming industry. And once again, our top stories this hour. There's a donor conference going on right now in Copenhagen, Denmark. It's geared towards securing more long-term support for Ukraine in the fight against Russia. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.